Section 5, Part 2. Structural Neural Differences. Functional differences in high-level regions of the ventral visual stream are consistently found between people with and without dyslexia, but the evidence for structural differences in these same regions is more mixed. Both reduced and increased cortical thickness in or around high-level ventral visual regions that selectively respond to written words have been reported. The discrepancies between the studies are not clear. Grey matter differences within the bilateral fusiform gyri have also been used to classify people as dyslexic or typical readers using machine learning techniques. These authors report increased grey matter volume in these regions in readers with dyslexia. A meta-analysis of vowel-based morphometry (VDBM) studies nonetheless found that the largest cluster of grey matter reduction in relation to dyslexia was in the left occipital temporal cortex, consisting of mainly the fusiform gyrus and extending laterally into the inferior temporal gyrus. Such structural abnormalities were furthermore found to overlap with functional underactivation in the left fusiform gyrus. Furthermore, genetic carriers of the deletion 15q11.2 (BP1/BP2) both show an increased risk for developmental dyslexia, as well as a smaller and less word-selective left fusiform gyrus. However, a large-scale VBM study did not find group differences in grey matter volume. Another meta-analysis also failed to identify consistent grey matter abnormalities in the left occipital temporal regions of people with dyslexia. The authors point out that 4 out of the 9 studies included in the meta-analysis did indeed find reduced grey matter volume in the left ventral occipital temporal regions, both the inferior temporal and fusiform gyri, but the peaks from these 4 studies might have been too scattered to be consistently revealed in the meta-analysis. Even if structural changes accompany dyslexia, these might not necessarily play any causal role and could instead be the direct result of a different reading experience of dyslexic and non-dyslexic readers. For example, brain volume can change due to experience, including experience of reading. Very interestingly, grey matter reductions are found in left occipital temporal / fusiform gyrus regions of preliterate children at familial risk for dyslexia. It is therefore at least plausible that structural abnormalities of high-level regions in the ventral visual stream can causally contribute to reading problems in dyslexia.